Do you have a minute? I wonder if I can get your feedback on something.
Of course. What's up?
We have a problem with a supplier. They've caused some delays and the clients have been complaining, so I've written them an email. I'd appreciate your thoughts on it.
Sure. Let me take a look.
So, what do you think?
I have a few suggestions.
Okay, great. And no need to mince words. I can take it.
Well, honestly, I think you need to mince your words more. Your tone is a bit harsh in places. You need to be more diplomatic.
For example?
Frankly, your request is ridiculous.
Well, it is.
I don't doubt it. However, if you're more tactful, you'll get better results.
How should I word it? It's really important that she understand how serious this is. I don't want to sound wishy-washy.
How about this? We regret that we will not be able to comply with your request. And then explain why you can't do what she is asking.
But I don't regret it.
Of course not. But haven't you ever heard the saying, you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar?
Yeah, my mother used to tell me that all the time, usually when I was angry about something. Honestly, I was pretty annoyed when I wrote this. Is there anything else I should change?
Well, it's okay to be direct, but this sentence might be a little too direct. We demand that your director contact us immediately to set up a meeting. It sounds like an ultimatum.
How about this? We request that your director contact us at his earliest convenience to set up a meeting.
Great. That wording is much more tactful.
Thanks. This is very helpful. In the future, I'll try to remember not to write anything when I'm angry. It's a lot easier to be diplomatic after I've calmed down. Is there anything else?
Yes, just one more thing. I noticed that you used a couple of exclamation points. As a general rule, you should avoid using exclamation points in business correspondence.
Really? Why?
It's just not professional. It makes you sound too excited, a bit like a child.
Well, that's not the tone I was going for. I'll definitely remember that.